I think changes in close caution, if I understood your question, you are speaking about the luteal phase when using OCT.
Right.
What I think is that progesterone might have a stabilization effect on voice, and what happens is that in a natural menstrual cycle, during luteal phase, progesterone rises very high, but when using an oral contraceptive pill, that remains low. So by lowering that level, it might in fact have a negative effect on that particular phase of the cycle. But when we look overall the whole cycle and differences across the three phases, what we see is an improving vocal control. So I don't know if I answered your question, but
yeah, maybe it was a statement really that the FSH was the hormone that was still kind of in play, or it might be suppressed some by the presence of the synthetic.
Yes, it is. It is true. When you use a synthetic progesterone and estrogen, there is this production of LH and FSH are like, excuse me, my bad English, cuts. You are, how do you say, you are... fooling your hypothalamus, so you are giving a synthetic progesterone, so the hypothalamus that produces FSH and LH thinks, oh, the ovaries are producing estrogen and progesterone, so we don't need to stimulate them.
Right, so, and I'm looking at just the correlation between that and your close quotient.
Yes, it's something that we are going to look at. Today we only concerned about progesterone and estrogen, but of course through the old experiment, as you could see, we measured also FSH and LH and globulin, the protein that transports the steroid hormones. Thank you.